Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local.
Developing news at this hour. Authorities in the Dominican Republic have arrested eight people in connection with the death of a Dearborn Heights woman. WWJ's Brooke Allen joins us with details. Brooke.
Well, Jackie, police say 63-year-old Patricia Anton, who had been teaching in the Dominican Republic, was found strangled to death in her apartment on Tuesday. Authorities say her cell phone, laptop, 40-inch TV, and some other items were stolen. Anton had moved into the apartment complex just 2 days prior to being found dead. There were eight people arrested, including the maintenance worker in the building. That's according to the Dominican Republic newspaper Hoy. Anton had previously taught in Traverse City and was also a legislative aide in Lansing. Brooke Allen, WWJ News Radio 950.
Troy police investigating the death of a man on a scooter who was hit by a car last night. Police say the victim was on his personal scooter on John R. just south of Big Beaver when he was hit around 7:30. The man was taken to Troy Beaumont Hospital but died. Investigators say that he was crossing improperly and was not in a crosswalk. He's not been identified yet. The car driver was not hurt. Anyone who may have witnessed that accident is asked to call Troy police. Nobel Prize laureate and former Polish President Lech Walesa speaking at Oakland University tonight about the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Iron Curtain. WWJ's Mike Campbell with details.
Walesa was celebrated worldwide as a symbol of hope for freedom after the fall of the Berlin Wall. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1983. Looking back on the events 30 years ago, through his interpreter, he says he's not sure they did the right thing.
I guess everything will really depend on what we construct after the fall of communism. If this new structure, if this new construction is better, if it means a better world, then everybody and we will be able to judge that, yes, it was a good idea to overthrow a bad system, a bad regime. But if we fail to construct something positive, the future generations might really curse our victory in the past.
Walesa went on to say that he's not sure capitalism is such a good idea either, but it's good that communism was defeated. Reporting from Oakland University, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.
It's a big sports weekend. We've got the backyard brawl in Ann Arbor, Michigan, Michigan State. We get more now from WWJ's Tony Ortiz.
It's a season on the brink at Michigan State, who are in danger of missing out on playing in a bowl game this season, especially since the Spartans are right now riding a four-game losing skid. Here's embattled head coach Mark D'Antonio on the importance of tomorrow's game against the Wolverines for Michigan State.
This is one that, again, we need to measure up on, and then we got to let this one go. And I've always tried to say, okay, what do we do after Michigan? What do we do after a big moment? What do we do after a tough loss? How do we respond? And I think that's been the a measuring stick as well for us.
A reminder, we'll have that game right here on WWJ. Our coverage of Michigan and Michigan State begins at 9. Tony Ortiz, WWJ News Radio 950.
Food trucks, lawn games, a heated tent, and plenty of competing jerseys, all part of the big party in downtown Detroit tomorrow to celebrate the Michigan versus Michigan State rivalry. The game at the Big House will be broadcast on the big screen inside the heated lodge at the DTE Beacon Park. The party runs from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and if you can't make that or be in Ann Arbor, you can always listen to it here on WWJ News Radio 950. Coverage begins at 9 a.m. There's a recall from Nissan, the automaker recalling over 394,000 vehicles in the U.S. because brake fluid could leak and cause them to catch fire. Nissan telling owners that if the anti-lock brake lights stay on more than 10 seconds, they should keep their vehicle parked outdoors. The recall covers the Nissan Murano from 2015 through 2018, Maxima from 2016 to 2018, and the Infiniti QX60 and Nissan Pathfinders from 2017 through 2019. History being made at Grand Valley State University today as it inaugurates its first female president. WWJ's Beth Fisher reports. Grand Valley's new president, Philomena Mantella, says it's a privilege and a thrill to be the university's first woman president. She says when it comes to getting graduates to stay in Michigan, Mantella says you have to craft experiences where they'll want to stay.
I think it's also to help build our next generation of entrepreneurs that will draw the capital into the state and keep those entrepreneurs thriving as they start up and scale up their businesses within the state. And I do think that's an important question for us.
Mantella is Grand Valley's fifth president. Beth Fisher, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.